Start again.
William Sechta Uxen, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Biur Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Seinu Bo Lamed Klal Madina Shel Yad Loich. What's a Yad? For a food. Madina Shel Shoimer. Shel Shoimer Soichel Shelo Yiskalkel Madina Shel Chelik Asher Chelik Achar Hadovuk Loichel Shein Lo Yarv Loich Shoimer. Call Shu Yad. Loichel Shodom Loiches Boyes Soich. I think it's the Yad.
Uxay.
Uxay, the stems of the Tainan figs, the Agosim, and Pears.
Pears?
It says over here, Agosim is a pear.
Okay.
Sha'adam oiches b'ukis hold b'ukit b'shar sha'oichel l'sapim eat the pear b'chein etzem sh'yesh b'roisha bone sh'yesh b'roisha bosar sha'adam oiches b'etzem k'day lechel z'bosar sh'b'roisha v'loy shomer so it's a yad, it's not a shomer sh'ein a shomer sh'oichel sh'lo yiskalkel
l'hoitzi
chelik ukit l'ho to exclude the chelik ukit the stem hanogea b'pui that's touching b'pui v'davik l'garen the seed. Okay, let's go to the videotape.
The
chosim
is on top, no? This is on bottom.
Let's see what the picture looks like. How can you learn without the picture? Kol shuyat, here. You see that's the stem. Yad leichel dava hamukhuba loichel misayel lishtamish baichel. Go to ukit shalpri. You're holding on to the stem. That's called a yad. Yeah, let's see what. Where's the yad? And the loy shomer. Where's the shomer? Where's not loy shomer? We didn't learn this. We never learned this. Brand new. Just bought this. We didn't learn this. What?
Well, we learned this in a different perspective. We talked about yad.
Fine. Here's the picture. La fuke chele kookets hanogia bepri. The davik legarin to the sea. Sha'oisa chelik shomer hu lepri. Here, you see. Here's a fruit. Here's the ukitz. Here is this called the choysam, a little berry. This little zach is touching the garin. This is the seed. This is the berry. Connected is this little bulb. See this bulb?
It says choysam today.
Is this my personal mark? No, I never looked before. Maybe I did. No.
You wrote in over here. You wrote
here. I learned 20 years ago. I think I learned about my mother was nifter. Father was nifter. Here, there's a berry. You see there's a berry? Attached to the berry, there's a little zach. That's called the chosim.
Yes.
Is that called the yad?
No.
No, it's called the shomer? Yes. Yes. Why is it called the shomer? Because if you take that away, then the moisture dissolves. It preserves the moisture of the fruit. So, kol shu yad v'loy shomer, a yad v'loy shomer. Mitame. It can be a source of tum, and it can contaminate something else. Mitame nitma al yidei ha'oichel. No, so then it becomes tame. No, I'm sorry. Mitame. What is reverse? Mitame. With the yud. Mitame nitma. Right, so all these, we learn this halacha once upon a time. So if the fruit becomes tamei, if the fruit becomes tame, the yah becomes tame. If the yah becomes tame, the fruit becomes tame. If we need the shear in order for this to have the ability to be mitame something else, it needs to be the size of an egg. Let's say it itself is less than an egg, but together with the yah at the size of an egg, then it will have the ability to contaminate something else in its tame. So to three halachas, the yah becomes tame, mitame, it becomes tame. If you touch the fruit, it becomes tame. Mitame, if you touch the yad, it causes tumah to spread to the fruit. And umitztoreif, we combine the yad with the fruit of the sheva beitza, that if it's tame, it will have the ability to contaminate something else. Something that's less the size of a beitza, even though it itself is tame, does not have the ability to contaminate something else. In order for an object to have the ability, the yicholes, to contaminate something else, it must be the size of a beitza. Got it?
Yeah.
Ashrei.
Yeah. Oh. 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 Oh.